Out and about in Western agriculture. A lot of cotton growers have neighboring alfalfa fields that are going fallow during this drought, and that can be an aid to pest pressures. Advisors talked to cotton growers at a recent field day about Liguus populations and damage. The bug prefers crops that often surround cotton fields, and one of their favorites is alfalfa. Cooperative Extension Specialist Bob Huttmacher says lots of attention has been given to finding a way to keep those Liguus populations in those fields so they don't just migrate to neighboring cotton. He says advisors are recommending leaving a small outer strip of alfalfa when you cut to hold those infestations.
There's a real long history, you know, 30 years or more of data back to Vern Stern and other folks that have been doing work consistently over the years, including Pete Goodell, on Liguus essentially release out of alfalfa fields and how you can manage the alfalfa to maintain some viable location for the Liguus to stay when you do a cut so that it doesn't just release everything out into the neighboring cotton fields.
Huttmacher says these problems are multiplied during drought conditions. Besides some growers letting neighboring alfalfa fields go fallow, some other possible crops that are drought-friendly can also harbor the pest.
A lot of people have looked at that over the years for safflower, and certainly when you get into a drought situation, you know, you expect to see probably more forage going for things like small grains because, again, it's a lower water use crop and that starts in the winter. You expect to see more safflower sometimes if the market conditions are right because it's known as a fairly drought-tolerant crop. And then, again, summer fallow type of management for alfalfa. A lot of work's been done to show that the alfalfa will persist through that. But again, like Pete points out, there are some other non-alfalfa consequences. So, yeah, all of those things all come together to make it, you know, a more challenging situation for neighboring crops.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.